The beautiful presents seemed irresistible. Soledad had always wanted a new bike and stereo.
"Do you like your gifts?" Don Riccaccio asked.
"You can have them if you talk your grandfather into selling this land." Without hesitation, Soledad told Don Riccaccio that she did not want his gifts. Soledad realized that he was just trying to bribe her. The angry men left. Soledad smiled as dust from the road covered the shiny new car. Chapter 6. Welcome Home. A few more weeks went by. Soledad's grandfather was finally well enough to come home. The next day, her grandfather came home. He looked thinner, but Soledad saw a happy look in his eyes. He was glad to be home. Soledad was reluctant to touch her grandfather at first, because she was afraid to hurt him. Finally, she ran and gave him a big hug. Soledad whispered to her grandfather that she had missed him.
"I missed you too, dear," he replied. "It's good to be home."